SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Chinese state-sponsored hackers breached the U.S. Treasury Department's computer security guardrails this month.
The agency says the hack was through a third-party software provider. The documents accessed were unclassified. A letter was sent to lawmakers that said there is no evidence indicating the threat actor had continued access to Treasury information, and it is being investigated as a major cybersecurity incident. This comes as U.S. officials are continuing to grapple with the fallout of a massive Chinese cyber espionage campaign known as Salt Typhoon. It gave officials in Beijing access to private text and phone conversations of an unknown number of Americans. A top White House official says the number of telecommunications companies affected by the hack has now risen to 9. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Police in New York say there are no credible threats for New Year's Eve in Times Square. Still, security will be extra tight at the festivities. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Bomb-sniffing dogs, drones, dump trucks blocking streets, and cops on every corner. That's just some of the NYPD security for New Year's Eve in Times Square. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says ever since last year's Hamas attack in Israel, they've been operating in a heightened threat environment.
The public can expect to see a tremendous amount of police resources deployed throughout the area.
Mayor Eric Adams says it's all about making sure everyone has a safe experience.
There are many officers that have plainclothes assignments to give the element of surprise.
Thousands are expected to pack the small area of Times Square surrounding the ball drop. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 418 points, the NASDAQ dropped 235, the S&P 500 lower by 63. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor tries to limit abortion in his state.
Republican Glenn Youngkin has introduced a budget amendment that would eliminate taxpayer funding for abortions on disabled unborn babies. In fact, Youngkin has put forward a similar amendment for 3 years in a row, but the majority Democrat legislature in Virginia always votes it down. Meanwhile, those same Democratic lawmakers are working on an amendment to the state constitution that would enshrine abortion. The vote of the people will be required. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Islamic rebels who deposed Syrian strongman Bashar al-Assad say they have no ill will toward the country's Christian minority, but others apparently don't feel that way. A group of attackers crashed a Greek Orthodox church in Hama this month, shooting up the inside of the building. No arrests have been made, despite the promises of tolerance by Syria's new leaders. There are many other radical Muslim factions in the country. This is SRN News. Dozens of massive data centers are consuming more electricity than all of the urban homes in Ireland, and that's causing problems. We hear more on this story from correspondent Jason Walker reporting.
A country that made itself a computing factory for Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok is wondering whether it was all worth it as the tech giants look around the world to build even more data centers, that to fuel the next wave of artificial intelligence. Now, fears of rolling blackouts leading Ireland's grid operator to halt the new data centers near Dublin until at least 2028. The huge buildings and their powerful computers last year consumed 21% of the nation's electricity. Jason Walker reporting.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.